Michigan men pled guilty to illegal gambling operation. Two men from Michigan recently pleaded guilty to felony charges after authorities discovered they were running an unlicensed gambling business in Flint. The 7th Judicial Circuit Court accepted the pleas from a 52-year-old Grand Blanc man, identified as L.A.K., and a 55-year-old Saginaw resident, R.J., who each admitted to a single count of operating a gambling business without a valid license. The unlawful operation took place in a Flint-based establishment called Cellular Bank, located at 4622 North Saginaw Street. The charges date back to February when an investigation led to the issuance of felony warrants and the shutdown of the illegal gambling venue. Some charges dropped in plea agreement. Initially, the men faced three felony counts each, including two charges for using computers in the commission of a crime and one count for maintaining a gambling house for profit. However, according to an update from the Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB, these charges were dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The investigation was conducted by the MGCB together with the Michigan Department of Attorney General. During the operation, authorities seized 11 slot machines similar to those found in legal casinos, alongside 13 computers running slot-type games. The venue reportedly issued visitors a PIN-enabled card allowing them to gamble online from other locations. Following their guilty pleas, L.A.K. is set to be sentenced on November 25, while R.J.'s sentencing is scheduled for December 2. Crackdown on illegal gambling operations. Flint Mayor Sheldon Neely has commended the successful conviction and spoken of the importance of combating illegal gambling to protect the community. Mayor Neely also praised the coordinated efforts of the MGCB and other law enforcement agencies that contributed to the case's resolution. The MGCB's executive director, Henry Williams, reiterated the board's commitment to safeguarding Michigan's gambling industry. Quote, "The guilty pleas by the two defendants involved with the Cellular Bank case send a clear message that operating a gambling operation without a license will not be tolerated." Henry Williams, MGCB Executive Director. Under the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, conducting a gambling operation without proper licensing is a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison, a fine up to $100,000, or both in certain cases.